Mackey Motors pregame show continuing here on 93.7 at KKRL. I'm joined right now by the co-head coaches with the Arweva Rockets. We've got Isaac Schaefer and also Austin Stolk joining us here today. Guys, appreciate the time here in the pregame.
Thanks.
Let's start off with Isaac this week. Decent performance for you guys last week. I think week number two, you always kind of talk about what you can see in growth from people and stuff. What did you see from growth from your defense last week?
All in all, I think the growth we saw was we were playing actually aggressive. First week, we were kind of, I don't want to say deer in headlights, but we were kind of scared, a little timid, but this last Friday against Kingsley, we played a lot more aggressive. If we did make mistakes, we made them hard mistakes, really aggressive mistakes, not just passive, oh, that was my guy. We made them aggressive. So that's kind of a nice part. Kind of doing a little better with game tackling. Just we still need to kind of work on tackling stuff. But all in all, we made big steps from game one to game two.
Isaac, what's become the strength of the defense so far this season?
That's a good question. I mean, everyone's doing pretty good here, just stepping up the plate. I mean, obviously, some of our older guys are kind of leading the young guys. Just everyone's need kind of need to step up and be a little more focused. Last game, we kind of had some focus issues because we got tired. But as like we talked about through this week, we got to be focused through the whole time because this game, we can compete with Glidden the whole time here. There's no reason we can't compete with them.
Austin, let's flip over to you. What have you learned about your offense and this young group, guys like Blaine Smith, now two starts under his belt as a quarterback? You know, you got Wyatt Regaler, just a freshman, is kind of turning into that go-to guy offensively. Not that you don't have other weapons, but he's kind of developing here early in his career. What have you learned about your offense here in the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, we've learned, Jeff, that we can open things up. We just had to start simple. You know, week one, we did a lot of simpler stuff. Our guys were just, like Coach said, it was kind of like a deer in the headlights look type of situation playing up there in Fort Dodge. You know, it was a turf field and in the bigger stadium and stuff. You know, I think we had a lot of young guys nervous, and rightfully so, whether we're at a stadium or not. A lot of guys are going to be nervous. You know, we have some guys that are playing different positions than they played in middle school. We got a couple guys that, you know, played lineman and now are playing a running back or vice versa. So, you know, we understood that we had to start small, start simple with the offensive scheme of things. Last week, we kind of opened things up a little bit. We were able to score a few touchdowns against their starting defense. You know, we definitely moved the football. We just get down to the red zone and we just couldn't finish our drives off down in the red zone. So we kind of shut ourselves in the foot at times, whether it was penalties or running a wrong route. You know, it wasn't anything real major. It was just little things that we had to watch film on and correct. So definitely learning. You know, this young group, they work hard and they have poise and they want to get better. There's no doubt about it. They want to get better. You know, they're frustrated at themselves and they make mistakes. And, you know, it's kind of our job as a coaching staff to train them, yet make them understand that, you know, it is only week two of varsity football that we just went through. But the guys are definitely making improvements as we go on here.
Coach Stolk, how much more confidence do you see the guys in just knowing what they're going to run here in this week in practice?
Yeah, there's a lot more confidence. Once you come to watching, you know, watching film on yourself, and watching film on a different team, on the opponent, and understanding the importance of in the film room of paying attention and seeing what's going on. And then, you know, our young guys are doing a nice job of, this is all new to them. You know, film watching is new to them, and they're taking that stuff and throwing it into practice with the scouting reports and starting to understand, you know, why am I running this route against this defense, or what is my blocking scheme against this front line? And you know, the guys are, they're definitely improving on a lot of that stuff. And like I said, we've harped, you know, the importance of film and watching it on their own. And you know, the confidence is building as their knowledge builds. And that's how we feel it should be as a staff as the year goes on.
Isaac, let's bounce back over to you. Everybody kind of expected Coach Lynch, when he retook over the Glidden-Ralston program, to go back to what he had done in the past and really try to play physical football. As you've studied their first 2 weeks of films study this week, what have you seen from the offense, and where do you feel they're at their best?
I mean, kind of like you said, Austin kind of explained to me how they ran in the past. Just up front, they're pretty physical. They're big size linemen, so the plan is just try to shove it down your throat. Some of the skill guys, they're pretty fast, pretty agile and all that. So obviously they're trying to beat you with kind of fundamentals and just have that run, and just get our D-backs to know, well, like, oh, next play's got to be a run. Then have a little play action, over the top, easy touchdown. That's what film tells me here. So we're carping out our D-backs. Hey, remember, your first responsibility is pass. Yes, their tight ends and all that kind of do a good job with selling the run, then go off that run block into their route. So then we just got to be aggressive up front and cause chaos in the back to make them pass it fast or just panic and just make a mistake here.
You guys look to run blitz or run some stunts to try and create some issues for that offensive line?
We'll see where we have here and there. I mean, at least in my experience with stunts and all that, they're not the greatest with runs, but right situation, right timing, it can be pretty effective.
Austin, let's bounce back over to you. Isaac just talked about the size, especially up front, and physicality of this Wildcat team. That probably means defensively they're going to come and hit you hard. What stands out for you about the defense that you've watched here in the first 2 weeks for the Wildcats?
Yeah, Glidden's defense is kind of it's a combination of a bunch of different things, it seems like, based on the formations that you run. You know, we've kind of tried to break down, you know, if we're in this formation, what's our scout team going to be on defense? Because they just, you know, whether you're in trips or twins or whatever the set you're in, it seems like they kind of adjust each and every time that you come out in a different formation. You know, we do understand, you know, at times they'll come out with two down linemen and they'll play kind of a hybrid zone type defense. And at times they'll run a man-to-man. At times they'll have three guys up front. So our guys, I think they're starting to understand after today, they're really doing a nice job of reading what's at the point of attack at that line of scrimmage. You know, where are we trying to, get the edge? Are we trying to run the ball up the middle with a two-man front? Are we trying to find holes in the zone in the passing game? So, you know, it's stuff like that. You know, Coach Schaefer is kind of new to Glidden's style of with Coach Lynch at playing, but Coach Danner and myself both, you know, we both played against them and we've both been through it. What he likes to run offensively, you know, and defensively, it's always been kind of a mind-boggling defense that they run at times with certain formations. So I think the guys have done a good job adapting to, you know, different defenses that they might throw at us that we've seen on film. And, you know, I think they're getting ready to go for Friday.
Where do you feel you can have success with this young offense?
Well, without giving away too much, Jeff, you know, we're kind of going to stick with, you know, we had a lot of things that worked last week offensively. Wyatt Regalard did a nice job running the football for us. His brother Wade did at times as well. You know, and our guys up front, they just need to continue to grind. You know, we're a little bit smaller weight-wise up front, but our guys understand if we're the more conditioned team, you know, we need to try to establish a running game to open up the passing game. You know, find some holes in their defense in their zone that they're going to play against us, that we anticipate they're going to play. So, you know, we'll just kind of explain what they're going to give to us.
Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck coming up in the game tonight. Appreciate you joining us here in the pregame, and look forward to catching up with you guys after the game for the scoreboard show.
Thanks. Yep, thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Co-head coaches Isaac Schaefer again and Austin Stolk with the Arweaver Rockets will step away. Craig Lux will join me next for the broadcast on the Mackey Motors pregame. That's coming up for you next right here on KKRL.